listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we are having the solstice, which is one of the four power points of the year as the sun moves into Cancer. So it is a very creative time and an especially good time based on the aspects that are going on right now to really assess if what you're creating is what you want to be creating right now. And during this solstice, there is an energy connecting the nodes of the moon. And the nodes of the moon are basically, when you look at someone's chart, you can see where they're coming from, including past life information and things like that, and where their soul is attempting to go through the nodes of the moon. One of the many spots, that's one you look for. And right now we've got the North Node in Leo, which is a very creative, energetic, loving, heart-centered, kind of naturally pretty authentic energy. And the South Node is in Aquarius, which is a very detached, humanitarian, big picture, much less, it's more subjective than objective. Or the Leo is more subjective and Aquarius is more objective. So they're very, you know, they're connected in many ways because they are fixed, but they are opposites. So that's tied in right now to this moon, which is, it also ties into Venus as well. So Venus and the North Node are together and Mars and the South Node are together. So it's tricky. There could be an energy of you trying to hold on to the past when what you need to do is come from the heart and kind of follow your authentic self. It's a tricky dynamic though, because Mars is firing up the past and the Aquarius and the detached. So it could even manifest as you possibly maybe detaching from something that you shouldn't be detaching from, or being too hard to get to. Maybe you need to make a commitment. Maybe you need to jump in and come from the heart. And instead you're being, you know, oh, I don't know, there's lots going on. And so it's that Aquarian energy, though, it can be masked as, well, I'm doing something for the greater good or for society or for the community or keeping myself busy, you know, with some sort of charity project or as a philanthropist, or there's lots of things you can do under the guise of Aquarian that seem for, you know, the higher good and the greater good of all. But you could be neglecting personal relationships, which the Leo North Node would be very good at connecting personally with people. And Leo's wonderful at shining its warm, sunny light on other people's talents. So a well-balanced Leo is a very encouraging, lovely energy that you kind of want to be around. So during the solstice, that's happening as well. And if we can get it right, if we can balance it all out, we'll be able to leave something from the past that maybe, like, it was highly charged. Mars is there. It's kind of all charged up. But it's not necessary or how you should be going forward. It's tricky. You're going to have to kind of look in your own life and see, as this will fall in everyone's chart in different areas. So that's one of the things you have to kind of, the more you learn about astrology, the more specific it gets to you. Though we are all under this influence, so we're all feeling it on some level at some place in our lives right now. So as the sun moves into Cancer, which is what it does at the solstice, there's a lovely, like, creative, fertile, very warm, growth-orientated energy. So if you do have a project that you're working on that you need to start, like, pouring your energy, kind of tending your garden, pouring your energy to it, this is the time to really start doing that. So one of the things that is great to do at the solstice is to really take inventory about what's going on in your life. So look around. It's kind of like, I was gardening and we moved into a new house, and in the spring, all these bulbs and flowers bloomed that I didn't plant. So someone had planted bulbs, and it was really cool actually, because I've always wanted to plant bulbs, but I'm kind of lazy about it and never remember and never, you know, really put in the effort to source them and do the whole job. And so anyway, they bloomed and I have this like yard full of all these bulbs. But when I was looking at them, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have put that one there. And I wouldn't have put that one there. And I probably wouldn't have picked that flower. And they had also kind of, when bulbs multiply, they kind of grow in each other's space too, which doesn't look the greatest. So one of my little tasks this last weekend was to go and dig up all the old bulbs in the yard that had just finished blooming and made flowers. And so now I have a chance to put them all in the exact spots I want for them to bloom next year, and even maybe not choose some of the flowers and choose different ones. So even though a bulb seems like pretty, well, it's in there, it's in the ground, it comes back every year, it doesn't necessarily have to be. You can just go in and you can dig that bulb up and you can put a different bulb there. And you don't even have to worry about it just because it was always there. So it just kind of was, I thought, a good metaphor for how we kind of get stuck in grooves that aren't necessarily for our highest good. And that might be because of the north and south node tied so closely to the solstice. That could be a very poignant lesson for all of us right now, is are we repeating the past or are we moving towards the bright future? So keep that in mind and look over your life and see where some things are growing that you maybe didn't plant there and you don't really want them growing there. Even if it's like, you know, your attitude about money or, you know, your beliefs and things that were handed down. Sometimes we don't even realize how indoctrinated we've been into the society we live in. So now with the North Node in Leo, it fires up the heart energy. And Leo is ruled by the sun, and we're at the solstice, and the sun is very powerful. So if we can come into our heart, we can find the truth right now. So be sure to breathe into your heart center and get very grounded on the earth and ask yourself what it is you want to create and what you're here to accomplish. And lots of information can come through. And if it happens that you are on the wrong track, you can, like I said, dig up that bulb and put in a new one. You don't necessarily have to keep like marching down the wrong road for all the wrong reasons, right? Sometimes we don't even realize why we're doing the things we're doing. So with the solstice, if you can take the time to do some sort of, I don't know, like a ritual. I don't like the word ritual for some reason. It's odd. Just realized that while I was speaking it. But if you can do something to honor the energy of the time, and maybe even plant some flowers or write out your wishes and, you know, really honor the sun, connect to the sun, feel the warmth of the sun and how the sun provides growth and warmth. And it really does. It's just such a wonderful, warm, loving energy. So if you can connect with the sun and kind of cast to the universe what you really want to create, what comes from your true heart, it's a very, very powerful time of year to do that. It's a PowerPoint of the year. So that is the solstice on the 21st. On the next day, we have the sun coming into a lovely alignment with Uranus and also with Saturn, and then the moon in a connection with Uranus too. So there's like a sudden, like a depth to understanding, I think, is what's going to happen. There's going to be, it might be sudden ideas, new ways to go, but like a much more deep understanding of what the situation is. With the moon in Scorpio, it's very helpful that way. And then you have the following day, Mercury in Cancer opposing Pluto in Capricorn, which is a very... That's a tricky energy. It really is a tricky energy because the opposition always creates this like confusion, like, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this or should I do that? And Mercury right now is in Cancer and it's very concerned with ties and roots and family. And it's really, really good at seeing the potential in things, not necessarily the reality of what we're working with, but the potential, which is a lovely trait, except if you get involved with, you know, a guy that's no good or in a relationship in general that's no good and you just keep plugging away because maybe there's some potential. That's one of the ways you don't want to use the Cancer energy, is don't keep plugging away just because you think there might be potential. You need to kind of be in this present moment and really assess what you're dealing with. It's the Mercury energy has us like it could be, we could get stuck. We could get too tied up in family and roots and things like that. But Pluto in Capricorn is trying to show us the foundations we need to build and the work that needs to be done. And it's very deep work with Pluto there. It's not a superficial thing. There's like deep restructuring, deep kind of the very roots of our society, the things that we just sort of bowed down to in the past, you know, structures like education and the medical industry and, you know, the bosses in any industry really are all being put into question right now. And I really think that has a lot to do with the Plutonian energy traveling through there, exposing the dark secrets that kind of get us stuck. So there is a real depth to what we might be experiencing this weekend, like a real deep understanding. And then on Sunday, yay, the moon goes into Sagittarius and there's some lovely aspects and things will lift a little bit. So you won't feel so burdened and you won't feel so confused and you'll kind of understand where you're heading, which I think is really lovely and quite lucky as well. On the Sunday, we have Jupiter squaring Venus. So that's another day things might go too far. You might get, you know, it could be a very lucky situation too, or you could end up being you could exaggerate something, you could not consider the consequences. With the Jupiter energy, the moon is in Sag and then Jupiter's squaring Venus. The square is like a stress, right? Something is being stressed and it could be, but they're both lovely giving planets, which is why you could overdo it. You might end up like maybe drinking too much or having too much fun, eating too much. Eating is fun, especially if you find fun things to eat, like poutine. I like to eat that, which you probably shouldn't eat that because it's a very Jupiter, like it's pretty fattening, but it's delicious. So that's the thing with Jupiter and Venus, they both want to enjoy the sensual pleasures. So you might discover that, you know, you want to go on an adventure or you're going to do something that you didn't plan on doing or, you know, just be careful for excess. You just don't want to overdo it, especially if the consequences, like be careful what the consequences of overdoing it might be. So next week, we do have Mars moving into retrograde. So it'll keep Mars like traveling through Aquarius for quite a long time, activating the north or the south node still. So there is this, it's going to be an interesting summer for sure. There's lots of changes and sort of evolution going on, and things that are in the way of that are coming up and being very obvious. So you'll be able to even tap into this more on the retrograde with Mars, which we'll talk about next week. So that is it for this week. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a most blessed solstice.